We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 97.1. Mornings.
Camp Radio. Happy hump day. Obliguito la semana. Thank you for hanging out with us. 6:07 in the morning. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
What's happening, y'all?
Rocking his alma mater, Laverne Leopard's sweater this morning, everybody.
It's the most comfortable sweatshirt that I have. Laverne Pride, all that stuff. But also, it's very soft.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Well, well, well. Look who decided to show up on time today.
She was early today.
No way.
She was in before I was. Yeah, she came in at like 5:30?
5:20.
Yeah, girl.
Well, yeah, Chelsea, she got an extra hour of sleep yesterday.
Sorry. She's the new woman.
Right. She woke up the birds today.
Yeah, so she's mad at the birds because they woke her up. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Brian out here trying to get me in trouble, trying to potentially get me into a divorce.
Whoa,
what is that?
Tempting me last night, sending me this crazy-ass tempting text, bro. That was dangerous, what you sent me yesterday, Brian. I'm
trying to think of what I sent you yesterday. I fire off stuff at you all day long. Yesterday, I was on my phone the entire day yesterday because my girlfriend took me to Bed Bath & Beyond and Crate & Barrel and every other hellhole of a place you got to go to as a man and just look at bowls and pretend like you're interested in them.
Yeah.
I couldn't even, like, it was, I don't even know how to fake it. She'd go, like, what do you think of this platter? And I'd be like, oh, great. She'd be like, you don't love it. I'm like, how am I supposed to love a platter?
you're venting about, she's asking if you like or love wine glasses.
Yeah.
The bigger the better. That's all you got to know.
Bigger. And also, no, it's empty. I would drink it out of a solo cup.
Exactly.
Yeah, bro. But the text you sent me, that was very tempting. And I have ended my ways in that. I have stopped. Because, I have two kids now, bro.
I remember.
Right? I have a 2-year-old and I have a 3-month-old. And Chelsea, I was talking to you last night. And my nightly process is, right around 6 o'clock, we go upstairs, bathe the girls. And it's this whole process. They get their bottles. Then I go read the book to Ariela and so on and so forth. And then whatever time I have left between that and going to sleep at 9 p.m. is for my wife and I to do whatever we got to do. But Brian's hitting me up.
Whoops.
And he says this. He says, yo, man, downloading FIFA on Xbox as soon as this episode of Real Housewives is over. You down to play? And I'm like, bro, you don't understand what it took for me to let go of FIFA playing on Xbox video game. You know what I'm saying? I was addicted to that thing. I would play with my cousin. He lived in Dallas, or still does. But we would play, like, for hours upon hours. And he just sends me a picture with an Xbox remote. And then Housewives in the background.
I had to keep it kind of real there. I was like, oh, I'm going to show Edgar my... And then I'm like, there's a Housewives episode on. But it's downloading as we speak because the Xbox can multitask. So is it too close? Because that Xbox with brand new controllers, brand new FIFA, brand new couch, brand new everything is just a mere 3 blocks away.
How would Jessica feel about you getting the Xbox?
Well, she was not happy about it because but
Jessica is Brian's girlfriend. Yes. If you guys don't know, yeah.
But I pulled a move on her that I jujitsued her mentally on this one because what happened is that my mom wants my godson to be more motivated to exercise and to eat healthy. So she set up this like rubric of time. He has to go outside. If he wants to play Xbox for 45 minutes, he has to do 45 minutes of physical activity outside. She really wants him to get in shape this year.
Uh-huh.
And like, and just be, just have a better image of his own body. And so she was like, it would really help if you got an Xbox so you could play Fortnite with him like one day a week. So I told Jessica that. And she's like, dang it. She's like, I don't want you to have it, but I also want you to help your godson, get in shape.
Yeah, well, what your mom is doing for your godson sounds like what Jan's going to want to do with me. If I start playing.
You got 30 minutes. This is how it's going to go.
Take out the trash, Edgar.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Cloudy and 65 degrees right now in L.A. By this afternoon, it'll be sunny and in the 70s. The time has come. We've watched these movies in the past, RoboCop movies. Well, there's a city here in SoCal that just sworn in its first RoboCop, and this were its first words.
Drop it! Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
I think maybe we need to ratchet that back given the current climate and times.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
Sorry.
Let's go.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly.
Oh my gosh.
I want that RoboCop to be like, drop it. Let's talk this out peacefully. We don't need violence.
That's good. No, obviously, that was from RoboCop, the movie. Look, man, when I first saw this headline, I was really excited. I was like, yo, what is this RoboCop going to look like? Mm-hmm. By the way, it's in the city of Huntington Park. All right. So I'm like, it's going to look amazing. It's going to look shredded. What's up? So let me just say this, man. It basically looks like a swap meet version of R2-D2.
Oh, no.
Like, it looks like a trash can that has wheels on it. And the top of it is just like a cone head shaped situation. You guys can see it here. Let's post a picture and video up on Instagram and our stories at 97.1 Amp Radio.
That's boring. It looks like it's like a recycle machine or something.
I had a run into one of these in Atlanta, and they will talk ish back to you.
No way. Really?
They have them patrolling parking garages in Atlanta,
yeah.
And they do. They look like stupid little cones rolling around, like.
Yeah.
And my friend and I were trying to leave the aquarium in Atlanta, and he couldn't find his parking ticket, like the scan ticket.
Yeah.
And he was trying to like argue with the parking person, and then the little RoboCop rolled up, and he was like, "Is there a problem?" And there's like a guy who can radio in, and they like we started getting in an argument with this stupid canister and the parking guy. And they basically just told us, the cop radioed in and was like, you're not leaving until you pay, like, the lost ticket fee.
Oh, my gosh.
Drop it. Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
So, basically what it is, it's got 360-degree cameras all around this can situation. And it's just going to cruise parks in Huntington Park and public areas, be an extra set of eyes and so on and so forth for the police department. So there you go, guys. I was super excited, man, that it was like a legit RoboCop.
Uh-huh.
It's a rolling snitch is what it is.
basically.
You see that rolling canister, yeah. You take whatever you're doing and you get away because that thing can radio to everybody.
Facts, man. Here's another interesting story. Brian, I would love to get your take on this. Chelsea, you as well, for different reasons. We'll get into it, though. So there's this landmark Argentina divorce case that acknowledges financial value of the wife's household work. Okay, so basically what happened, this couple ended up getting divorced, and the Argentinian judge ordered the man to pay his ex-wife $180,000, representing the money that she missed out on earning while they were married for staying at home. That's what they valued that household work, like, which I think is undervalued for those amount of years. But she's saying basically, hey, I had an economics degree. I gave all that up to be at home. And now that we're divorced, I'm too old to go out there and get a job and get hired. Therefore, what do I do? So they honor her $180,000 in that divorce, man.
I mean, I think that's absolutely imperative. Look, I've gone through divorce in two different ways. One, I had my own, and I would have loved a judge to be like, I looked at the file. You did nothing, lady. Bye. I would have loved to have him say that to her because she was just an awful monster.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I was only married for a year. My parents were married for 30, and my mom, one of the worst moments of her life was when a judge, after 30 years of marriage, basically told her, like, hey, the law says it equates to nothing. And she got absolutely nothing.
Awful.
For all the, I mean, she was a nurse. She's a master's in nursing. She ran a nursing home for a long time, but she quit it all because she had three wild boys who were like, you know, maniacs, and she had to be at home with us. And a judge basically said, like, look, I wish I could, but sorry.
When your life is turned upside down, like someone like that, it's like she spent her whole life working at home and even just like the simple things of like putting a resume together. Like that's not easy to go and have to get a job now. Like, I mean, I think definitely that's undervalued. She should have paid more for sure.
Well, in Argentina, $180,000 will go very far. But yeah, you're right. So be on the lookout. Will those kind of judgments come here to the States? It just may.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Man, good news right here, guys. The U.S. men's national soccer team beat Guyana last night 4-0 in the Gold Cup. The Gold Cup is the tournament going down this summer. It's basically Central and all of Northern American teams and some in the Caribbean are playing in this soccer tournament. Again, nothing to be too proud of because, you know, Guyana's not known for their soccer. They have players on there that legit their full-time jobs are like some of them are taxi drivers. Others are like electricians, whatever it is. And they're like, yeah, I'll go to U.S. and play soccer. And, you know, go check out their malls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little vacation.
Yeah, facts. So, but still, That's awesome, man. 4-0. The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team plays tomorrow at 12 p.m. versus Sweden in the Women's World Cup. They're undefeated right now and just absolutely crushing it. They're doing so well, man.
Sweden's supposed to be, like, the second best team in that group that they have.
Yeah.
So that'll be a test because, you know, they haven't had much of one yet. I mean, that Thailand was just a melee.
13-0 versus Thailand with the U.S.
Insane. So this, like, this game against Sweden, regardless, I think they're moving on through this group anyway, right. Just with how many goals they've scored and all that. But it'll be a test of, well, how good is this team this year? Because we haven't got a read on them. So
U.S. women's team is already advancing. They're already guaranteed. But I will say this. Sweden played versus Thailand, and they weren't able to score as many goals as the U.S. women's were. And Thailand actually scored a goal on them.
Damn.
And Thailand's coach started crying, guys. Because, you know, they've been getting slaughtered every other game. So it's just pride, like, we scored a goal in the Women's World Cup. So congrats to them.
I feel like Sweden let them have it, man. Sweden seems nicer than us. Right? Like a nicer country. They're like, guys, let's let them have one. Come on.
What's that country you say you are, like, when you're in an argument and you have no opinion?
Switzerland.
Oh, yeah. Switzerland. I was going to say Sweden. But
Sweden's like, I mean, that's right next door.
Similar.
They're chill. All right, coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working on?
So Whoopi Goldberg makes Bella Thorne break down in tears over her nude photos.
Oh, snap.
And Ed Sheeran has finally jumped on the Cardi B bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
That's all coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 6:50.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
Actress, singer Bella Thorne made headlines this week because she released her own nude photos after she was threatened by a hacker. She said she did it to reclaim her power over the situation. She basically said, for the last 24 hours, I've been threatened with my own nudes. I feel gross. I feel watched. I feel someone has taken something from me that I only wanted one special person to see. Well, here's where things get a little bit icky. So during the Hot Topic segment on The View yesterday, Whoopi Goldberg criticized Bella for her decision to even take the photos in the first place.
Listen, if you're famous, you don't take nude pictures of yourself because...
But she only wants to share with one person.
But when they're hacking you, they're hacking all of your stuff. Once you take that picture, it goes into the cloud, and it's available to any hacker who wants it. And if you don't know that in 2019, I'm sorry. Your age does not... You don't get to do that.
I mean, two things about that. One, I really like appreciated what Bella Thorne did because with the blackmail stuff, like, oh, if you don't do this, you know what? Fine, I'll release my own. I like that. But also, like, Whoopi, it's not even close to the same comparison. Back in the day, she took some nude Polaroid to give to Ted Danson or whatever the hell back in the day. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
it was a painting.
Yeah,
a
sketch. She had a sketch artist come in and draw her naked or chisel it into tablets. I'm not sure.
Oh my gosh.
Look, she's considerably older than Bella Thorne. I think it's unfair to criticize. Why are we criticizing people? If you want to take a picture of yourself on your phone, she didn't even have to send it to anybody. The cloud updates on its own, and that's more of a security issue for the cloud, not for Bella Thorne.
How about we criticize the hackers?
Right. Exactly.
They're blackmailing women.
Just because she took a nude photo doesn't mean she deserves to get it leaked. Yeah, it's awful. Absolutely. Well, Bella has since responded to Whoopi's reaction, and she did it in a series of emotional videos.
I want to say that I feel pretty disgusting, Whoopi, knowing everyone's seen, like, you know, my shit. And I really hope you're so happy, because I can only imagine all of the kids who have their shit released and then they commit suicide. And, you know, I don't really want to go on The View anymore, because I don't really want to be beaten down by a bunch of older women for my body and my sexuality. I'm going to cancel my interview.
Breaks my heart, to be honest. Wow. Yeah. Breaks my heart.
I mean, I think it's something that, like, parents, you got to educate your kids. Mm-hmm. Like, look, you know, the cloud isn't secure. You know, this is not a new thing that's happened. But also, it's like, man, just live your life. If you're comfortable taking a picture and you want to send a risque picture, or for a lot of people, you do photo shoots that are meant to empower you about your body, boudoir shoots and things like that.
You know, like, one of the things I just found out recently on Instagram stories, you think that after 24 hours it's gone, there's a way you can go back into archive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And still grab those stories that you thought were gone.
Yep.
And it's like, so...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Even the ones you delete after Drunken Night, Brian.
Oh, man.
They're still there.
That's like every Saturday morning for me. That one's gone. That one's gone. That one's gone.
And listen, if you're out there sexting with folk, just know that, obviously, what's one of the rules? Neck down, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, don't show your face. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Twitter world.
Oh, gosh. Let's not do that. I'm sure Whoopi will respond to it on The View today, so I'll keep you updated on that one. Real fast. fast because I think we're running out of time, but Ed Sheeran basically revealed his track list for this upcoming album, his number 6 collaborations project. You guys, we knew it was going to be big, featured on it, but it's insane. Let me just give you a couple examples. There's a song with Camila Cabello and Cardi B on one track, which I'm so excited for. Eminem and 50 Cent on one track.
Get out of here.
So excited. That's such a throwback.
Damn.
Another song with Bruno Mars and Chris Stapleton. So random because Chris is a country singer. Bruno is Bruno. And then other artists on the album, LMA, Travis Scott, Khalid, Young Thug, and Skrillex. So
that's going to be fire. Man.
Yeah, album comes out July 12th. So super excited about that.
How bummed out is DJ Khaled?
I was going to say that.
Hey,
Twitter world, this is
you gotta stop with that. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by CB Distillery. It's not marijuana, it's CBD. And our listeners actually get 15% off with promo code Brian.
It's Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Chill, man.
And that's at CBDistillery.com.
And now that we're spelling names, I want to spell my name E-D-G. What? E-D-G.
Well, A-R.
I just go E-D-G-R.
Why? Did someone get it wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Our social media guru, Tamara.
I was like, I used to.
Used to? I'll show you text recently. She spells it E-D-G-E-R. It's so that would be Edger.
Blame it on autocorrect.
Yes, that's what it is. Autocorrect.
But I will say this. It's totally fine, Tamara, because one time my autocorrect wrote Tamale. Instead of Tamara. I was like, hey, Tamales, instead of Tamara. And I was like, yo, Tamara, my bad. My Latino autocorrect kicked in.
That could be a topic, man. What autocorrect words do they jump to based on who you text and what your culture is?
We got to get into that. Write that one down.
Miss Connections. You're lucky you missed.
That was close.
With Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
The homie Brian found some hilarious ads on Craigslist of people that could be looking for you. But you're going to be super glad they have yet to find you.
I mean, Miss Connections is such an odd function on the on the website anyway. It's just like I don't know who goes there, whether it's creepier if you go there thinking someone saw you.
Yeah.
Or if you go there like looking for someone.
I feel like years ago there was one or two times where I was like, that'd be cool to do that, but I didn't. I was like, that person's too cool. Like they wouldn't go to Miss Connections, you know? Or I don't know, do people actually use it? But
we got some exceptionally creepy ones today. This is my second attempt to make destiny happen.
Wow.
You were driving the red Camry at the Target in Carson. Let's just say you were pretty healthy up top.
Wow.
Whoa.
And down below. What does that mean? I think we know what that means.
Healthy.
I left you a note on your windshield and waited a few hours, but you never came out. Wait for this is the great part. I left because I had to go to court, but I want to make this happen.
Oh my gosh.
I feel it deep down in my Wranglers.
What?
Wranglers.
Too much.
I can't get a reading on what type of guy that is.
Or girl.
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
I walked past you at Vaughn's in Hacienda Heights. I cracked a joke about free-range meats.
Oh, wow.
I said I felt bad eating chicken that may have had a family and dreams in the wild. You laughed at it.
Oh.
Nobody ever laughs at my jokes.
Oh, jokes.
I need you in my life.
Facts.
I go to Vaughn's every day because my life feels... ...laughterless.
Oh.
Please message me.
I feel that one might work out.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think you make an awkward chicken meat joke and they laugh awkwardly and then walk away. That's probably where that should end. This one, I think, has a shot at finding.
Okay.
Hey, handsome Latino guy I seen at the Starbucks about 2 weeks ago. I'm the cute black woman. Hit me up.
That's it.
Short and sweet.
You should know, because I'm the only one.
There was no location either.
She's already jealous. You should know, all right? Who else are you looking at?
Excuse me. Hey, I met you in front of the liquor store in Torrance. I offered you a hit of what I was smoking.
Okay.
Because it was dank. You said you were going to yoga. I thought you meant that frozen ice cream trash. And then frozen yogurt.
Froyo?
Isn't dank bad?
Yeah. Dank is good.
Is it good?
Yeah,
I thought it was bad. So I'm like, why would you offer something that was dank anyways?
Wow, we sound white right
now. Keep going.
All right, here we go.
Keep going.
I thought you meant that frozen ice cream trash. you walked into a fitness place and my homie and I peeped on you through the windows doing all sorts of weird moves with your booty up in the air looking fresh.
Wow.
Hit me up. I want to hit yoga with you. Get a closer look.
What? Why don't you just sign up for the class, bro?
Got another short and sweet one.
All right.
This one's for real. This one happened in Hollywood. Keanu Reeves!
Oh.
I don't know you. I've never seen you, but I love you. And you were just weird enough to find this message and fall in love with me.
True.
He would.
Possibly.
He would.
All right, last one right here. Hey, girl! Walked by you at the farmer's market on Cuenca. You were a tall blonde dressed all businessy, and you looked really into fresh produce. You into eggplant emoji, question mark?
Okay.
If so, mine's 100% organic.
Oh, hey, my God.
True love right there, guys. True love.
Oh, that's definitely going to work. Right, Chelsea? That line would definitely work on you, right?
Use your words, not an emoji. Yo, come on.
These lines are dank.
Dang.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Brian, for finding those on Craigslist. Coming up next before 7:30 this morning, your chance to win 4 passes to go to Disneyland. Hang tight.
Don't get gridlocked. The three-way battle with Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Good morning, 97.1 Amp Radio. Your chance to win 4 passes. Have fun this summer at Disneyland and discover the new land, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, by playing our trivia game, Freeway Battles. Call in, represent your SoCal freeway, and battle it out. We got two contestants on the line. They're going to take turns going back and forth, rattling off answers to a certain category until one of their brains gets gridlocked. All right, so here are the rules. If your brain gets gridlocked for 3 seconds or more, you lose. If you say an incorrect answer or repeat an answer, you lose. All right, let's meet today's contestants. We have Amy from MoVal repping the 60 Freeway. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to be going up against Ava from Thousand Oaks. She's repping the 101. What's up, Ava?
Good morning.
Amy, why is the 60 better than the 101?
Well, it's definitely not as crowded as the 101, but it's crowded enough just like Disneyland, but not as bad as the 101.
Ava, why is the 101 going to beat the 60 today?
It's got better views, just like Disneyland.
Hey, check out that Hollywood sign.
There it is.
And you have more time to look at things because you just parked.
You're doing nothing.
All right, ladies, here it is. Amy, you're going to go first. Then Ava, I'm about to give you guys this category. It's going to be like tennis, okay? Amy, you go first, and it's Disneyland rides. Go.
Dumbo.
Ava, go. There goes the 3 seconds.
Holy shit.
Oh, what? One round knockout.
Oh, no. My gosh.
Well,
did I win?
Ava, sorry, your brain got gridlocked like the 101. Amy, you are the winner.
Yay, thank you.
Congratulations. More chances to win tomorrow at 7:25 in the morning, familia. Coming up next, we're going to drop the results of a study that's going to get a lot of you women fired up.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
About to reveal the results to a new study that could create some controversy this morning with you. And we want to hear your thoughts. It says that single, childless women are happiest. Is this straight facts or completely fake? And not only does it say that single and childless women are happiest, but they are also saying that these women are healthier than women that are married with children, which is actually calculated into their happiness. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Is that straight up facts or completely fake? I actually asked my wife this question, and it was kind of risky for many reasons, right? Because obviously I wanted to say she's happiest now than when she was single without kids. But then I also forgot to ask her last night, and I actually asked her at 4 in the morning today. I woke up to come to work, and I saw that she woke up because our 3-month-old daughter was hungry, so she was breastfeeding. I'm like, yo, this is my chance. Let me ask her if she's happiest now. So anyways, here's the audio.
There's a study that says that women that are single without children.
Well, our daughter Alani was kind of sleeping and eating, so I didn't want to wake her up.
Gives me like shivers.
There's a study that says that women that are single without children are the happiest. Do you think that's facts or fake? So are you happier now, or were you happier when you were single and without children? It's okay, I won't get hurt.
I'm happier now, even though I'm always tired.
That's a great answer.
I don't know if that makes sense, but I feel complete now. I'm like at peace. I feel fulfilled. I'm just always tired, but I'm happy. And I'm not just saying to please you. I mean it. happy. Like, I see my daughters and they bring me so much joy, and it overcomes the tiredness. Since you caught me half asleep.
I know it is 4 a.m. right now, and I caught you because I forgot to ask you the question last night. Aren't you happy you're married to me?
Yes, thank you so much. I love you.
Love you too, bye.
First off, what was that you just played? Because I have like tickling down my spine, because that was like a version of ASMR. The like, what is it?
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm tingling too, because my wife sounds sexy as hell.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I can't imagine that. I know that once you left the house, she's like, oh, he's going to play that on the radio.
Yeah.
Man.
And she still says she's happiest now, guys. Chelsea, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, no disrespect.
Being single and childless.
I'm single
yourself.
Childless. Yeah. No disrespect at all, because obviously I want to have kids and a family one day, but I can see it, because I feel like being childless and single, you have more time to like focus on yourself and take care of yourself and better yourself. And I can't tell you how many of my friends who have babies now are like, oh, I'd give anything to live in your shoes another day. Like, yeah, just having the freedom. You can do what you want to do when you want to do it. You don't have to get a babysitter.
Yeah.
You know, so I would agree with that study. I can totally see it.
It just makes no sense, though. Like, I hear what you're saying. And I'm not saying people can't be happy. Look, I don't have any kids. I'm not married. I am way happy. I love my situation. But I feel like the amount of money women spend, like my girlfriend wants to have children, and these dating apps, if you're your happiest, why are you ruining that? I get what you're saying, and I'm not saying you can't be happy and single and childless, but if that were true, right, then why do women spend so much money to ruin their happiness?
Meaning,
like, then to change it.
Meaning to get married or be with a partner and have kids.
It just seems like everyone I talk to, when they hit their mid-30s with women, they have this, like, panic, like, I gotta freeze my eggs! I gotta find a man! I gotta do all this! But if, hold on. No, I'm not saying you're not happy. I'm just saying that if that were really the truth, so that you're happiest now, then why are you screwing that up?
Well, the reality of it is we do have a time ticking. You know what I mean? Like, you do have to have kids by a certain age. But I think there's a study also that that women get married and have kids way later in life now. So
sure,
I think that's part of it. Like, we're living our best lives.
I think
you're missing
the point of my logic, which is
what is it then?
That if you're your happiest now. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying that what I'm saying is that if you're your happiest now, then why would you want to pay money to ruin it? I get the biological clock stuff. I understand that it happens later in life. But if you're always happiest as single and kidless, why ruin that? And look, I'm only saying that because I'm happiest right now, and I really don't know if I want to have kids. My girlfriend does. So yeah, why does she
want
to ruin it?
The grass is always greener. And if you want kids, you want kids. Uh-huh. So you might wait longer, but like, you still want kids.
Tamara, our social media girl.
Ruin things.
Tamara, our social media girl is 28 years of age, single and childless.
Yes.
Are you happiest now? Obviously, you don't know what it's like to be married and with children, but where do you see yourself? You're going to be happiest in life once you do reach that stage, or now?
I'm happiest now. Have you guys ever slept in a bed by yourself and stretched and not hit anybody?
Mm-hmm. Tamara, you're telling me you don't want to wake up to a man being like,
"There's a study that says women are single without children are the happiest."
Oh God!
At four in the morning while you're breastfeeding your daughter?
No.
You're missing out, girl.
Not right now. I'm saying not right now.
Later.
Shoot us a call or text. Straight up facts, or is this study completely fake and false according to you? It's saying childless women and that are single are happiest in life. Is this study straight facts or straight fake? What are your thoughts on saying that single, childless women are happiest? My wifey disagrees. She says she's happiest now with me, with two children. What are your thoughts? 877-971-HITS. And she's not just saying that to make me happy, all right?
Sure.
Melanie from Burbank, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you agree or disagree with the study? Single, childless women are happiest.
I think that study is total garbage.
Now, let me ask you this. What's your status right now?
Right now, I am happily married. I have two beautiful kids.
You're saying this is when you've been the happiest, not when you were single and childless, like Chelsea and Tamara.
I am 100% happiest now.
Then why do you sound angry? You sound really angry right now.
You know what, Tamara and Chelsea? I think that you guys are so full of it.
What?
What are you doing?
Coming for you.
Post on your IG stories. I see all of that. And everything is about moving to the next step. If you were truly happy, you would not be so eager to jump in with a man and get babies and have a life like that.
We're not eager.
Desperate. You are.
My cup has runneth
over,
girl.
You might be happy now, and if you stay that way, I think you're going to be lonely and sad. Nothing will ever fill up your life.
Oh my gosh, I do not believe that.
I don't think Tamara and I are eager. I think we're living in this moment and we're excited for the future. We're embracing the fact that we want to have a family and kids one day, but we're not eager and desperate. Yeah, like we're just living our life to the fullest.
Yeah, I beg to differ, but if you want to delude yourself into thinking that, then I'm happy for
you. Melanie, you mentioned you've seen whose Instagram and why do you feel like they're kind of eager?
We've got Tamara and Chelsea. I see all the garbage that they post on there. And
my stuff is not garbage. It is pure, amazing content.
It is genuine content.
It's not either. It's called thirst trap.
Are you sometimes, when I'm feeling dehydrated.
Melanie, thank you for calling in and sharing your happiness with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks.
Snap.
Wow.
Good oh my gosh.
All right.
She did some research, too. She's trolling the gram. Citing Exhibit A.
Jasmine in Ontario, good morning to you. You're saying that this study straight up facts, yes, single and childless women are happiest.
That's correct, yeah. I have three kids and a lot of my friends are single. And I honestly miss those days where I could just do whatever I want without having to like get a babysitter or worry about, you know, crying baby at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't regret anything, of course, but it's definitely true. I agree 110%.
Can I ask you a question as someone with kids, right? Don't you look back and you said freeing. Totally agree, man. Kids are a responsibility. But I feel like if we all know kids are difficult and we're all saying like we're happier now with we're single, we don't have kids, then why doesn't the human race just kind of slowly trickle off into no one being around anymore? Because we all realize we're so much happier with, you know, disposable income, having a good time. Uh-huh. Like at some point in time in your life, you have to look at your kids and be like, you guys make me happy, right? Or is it just worthless?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, I don't regret all my kids at all. But if when I look at my friends that are single, I'm like, Jesus, like, I would give any day to go back and like take things slow.
Like even for 24 hours. Yeah.
I thought Jazz was going to say, I would give any of my children to have one day.
No, I didn't say that.
Do your single friends ever look to you and go like, yo, I kind of like, what do you tell your friends when they say they want to have kids? If you're looking at them saying, I want to have your life and they want to have yours, like how do you rectify that?
I think I have 50-50. Like some of my friends look at me and they're like, you're crazy. I don't understand how you have three kids. That's why I don't have kids. And other ones are like, oh, like I want kids. So it's just 50-50. I think it just depends. But on my end, I think that is so true. Like, the people who are single are happiest.
Okay.
Also, it's the reality of the grass is always greener on the other side. You know what I mean?
And going to Brian's point, Chelsea and Brian, you're bringing up the fact of like, okay, then why get married and why have kids? Right? If you're happiest when you're single and without children, so just stay that way. But then we do see divorce rate being over 50% right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People trying to go back to the old
Well, that could be the other person, not just the thing.
That's true. Jasmine, thank you for calling in. Love you.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jasmine, by any chance, have you seen Tamara and Chelsea's Instagram account?
That's not thirsty, is it? Right?
No, that lady, I think, is like probably going through a divorce because she seems happy.
Hater.
She's angry.
She's jealous of Chelsea and Tamara's thirst trap pictures. LJ from Long Beach, you're saying the study's straight up fake, man. Why is that?
All right. I just ended a relationship with a woman who claimed she was happy, single, and free, and she got into this relationship with me, like, and she was like, this isn't something I've done in, like, 5 years, but I'm willing to take a chance. And as soon as we got into a relationship, the crazy came out. I mean, like, oh, she was ready to have my kid after, like, 4 months. I mean, control issues galore. Like, I mean, I'm in my mid-30s, so if you find a woman that's in her mid-30s who has her stuff together and no kids, you're thinking, oh, I just found the perfect woman. Uh-huh. No, a woman in her mid-30s with no kids is like, what is your issue? Whoa. What is your damage? Let me know what it is, because I need to know if I want to deal with your level of crazy.
I'm incredibly offended right now.
Tell him, Chelsea, speak
by
up.
That, because that is 100% not true.
I just dealt with it.
That's your one experience, but most of my friends that are in the mid-30s, it's our choice that we're single. Because we're
generalize.
Living our best lives. You cannot generalize, and we're following our career goals.
I mean, it was crazy. Oh, my God.
LJ, thank you so much for calling in, bro. Sorry you went through that experience, but listen, bro, not all women are crazy, just like not all of us men are crazy either, man. So hopefully you give it another shot later down the road.
He's like, no, I'm done.
I'm good. Taking a break.
We got Stephanie from Alhambra. She's got your back, Chelsea, saying, yes, single childless women are the happiest. Stephanie, thank you for hanging out with us. So you are not single, but you don't have any children. Why do you say that single childless women are the happiest?
So I think when we grow up, we're conditioned to kind of be expected to get married and to have kids. So this idea of like having a fulfilling life, I think we kind of fall into this false happiness. Mm-hmm. And I think once we're able to get over that, that's not expected of us. I truly do think that if you're single and you don't have kids, you will be happier. Not to say that you won't be happy having kids and being married or being with someone.
Sure. I guess it's all subjective relative to your experience. It just, it'll still never make sense to me. If we are it's a self-report survey, right? There's no there's no objective way to find, there's no happiness meter you can plug onto your face, you know what I mean? Or like how many times you go to Vegas every year, but it just seems like if you're not happy, if you're happiest now, why change that? That's my perspective. And my girlfriend wants to have kids. I want to have kids with her because I want her to be happy. I don't know if I'll be happier with kids. I just know I love kids.
I think that's what Stephanie was referring to, that, you know, as women sometimes are conditioned that you, quote unquote, made it. Once you have, you're married or you have the partner and kids, you made it.
Yeah.
You got there, you
know? And of course, I have those friends that like, you know, had kids later on in life and they're like, I don't think this made me happier. Like I'm kind of losing my, my set, like not really understanding who I am now with kids. But then I have other friends who are like, I was born to do this. I was born to have kids. I was born to be a mom. So you're right, Ryan, it is. It's just kind of, it's what you feel like is right for you.
You know what's interesting about happiness, and it's in the word? Your happiness at times is determined on what's happening in your situation right now. And if you're with a bad partner and, you know, you're all of a sudden frustrated, then yeah, you're not going to be happy in that situation, you know? But Brian, what are our techs saying before we wrap up?
951 says, this is BS, man. Logically, if you're so happy when you're single and you have no kids, why spend so much money to change that situation? Makes no sense. Stop lying to yourself, ladies, and complaining about dating apps.
Well, okay. They are pretty awful.
From the 562, false. You can't compare happiness to something you haven't experienced, like having a child. You wouldn't know what you're missing out on until you do it. Right. I'm happily married with two kids.
Congrats.
Sure, absolutely. Being single was freeing, but I'd never change the happiness I have now looking at the face of my children for the freedom I had then.
And I think at the end of the day is what do you value right now in your life? Chelsea, for instance, you're single, right? Well, you know, Tinkerbell is around. You've been dating Tinkerbell, but overall single, meaning not married, right? You don't have children. But I see you and you're happy. You're full of joy because what you value right now is your career and your freedom. But like anything in life, I'm assuming, at least for me as well, it was like, all right, there's that time for that freedom and that life. And then it was like, for me, it was like, okay, been there, done that. What's next? And it was marriage and my two beautiful daughters, and I'm extremely happy now. So it's like for every time, it depends what you value right now. But with that being said, just to wrap up, if you are single and childless, getting married and having children, or having children just period, even if you don't get married, is a big deal and will change your life.
Of course.
For sure.
So don't pretend that like, oh, I have children, I'll still be living the same life.
No.
You mean I can't bring my kids to a bar on a Tuesday night?
Sure can't.
That's garbage!
So just put a little more thought to it. Enjoy the present. It's the greatest gift we have, right? Mm-hmm. Love you guys. Thanks for hanging out. We're still going to be around though, but...
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are back together making music. This is very exciting. So that song, you might remember, it was their 2015. I Know What You Did Last Summer. That's the last time they worked together. But since then, fans have been begging for a Shawn Mila collab.
Wait, what did you call it?
Shawn Mila.
Shawn Mila.
Shawn Mila, I guess it would be Mila.
Cabendez?
You could. I've actually interviewed both of them a bunch of times since that song. And literally every single time, my Twitter blows up with their fans being like, ask them about a collab. What? I think I've asked each one of them if they're going to collab with each other again, like, 25 times, and they're probably so over it, so they're like, okay, we'll do it.
That's awesome.
Do the collab. But
I'm
anyways,
excited for this.
What happened was yesterday, Sean surprised people by posting a music video on his Instagram story, and it shows Camila in the music video. It's kind of steamy, like they're
Is this
in
the
it.
One where she's like a server?
Yeah.
And then Sean is chilling in another booth. Was he shirtless, or did I just imagine that?
I don't see
why he wears a shirt ever.
Yeah.
If I was Shawn Mendes, I would never wear a shirt.
I mean, shirts aren't for Sean. Shirts are for us.
Yeah, and then he runs after in the video, he like runs after her. They have this moment, and then I think there's gonna be some like making out. I don't know. It's very exciting. There's no name of the project yet or release date. But I'm sure, I feel like it'll be this week or next week or something like that.
I'm excited for
anyways. So actress singer Bella Thorne made headlines this week because she released her own nude photos after she was threatened by a hacker. She said she did this to reclaim her power over the situation, saying, for the last 24 hours, I've been threatened with my own nudes. I feel gross. I feel watched. I feel someone has taken something from me that I only wanted one special person to see. Well, during the Hot Topics segment on The View yesterday, Whoopi Goldberg criticized Bella for her decision to take the photos in the first place.
This girl.
Listen, if you're famous, you don't take nude pictures of yourself because...
But she only wants to share with one person.
But when they're hacking you, they're hacking all of your stuff. Once you take that picture, it goes into the cloud, and it's available to any hacker who wants it. And if you don't know that in 2019, I'm sorry. Your age does not... You don't get to do that.
Ugh, watch it, Whoopi.
It's just so, like, that's just the wrong person to be upset at. And just because you're famous doesn't mean you can't live your life and do things how you want to do it. Like, like, figure out the cloud security, you know? Like, and also, these could be other pictures that, you know, you just take a photo and your cloud's like, upload it. It's like, what am I supposed to do?
What shocks me the most is being that Whoopi has been pro women many times. It's like, why don't you go after the hacker? Why don't you go after people that sit there on a daily basis blackmailing others with these kinds of pictures and say, hey, I'm going to expose them? Didn't Bezos, Amazon
Jeff
owner,
Bezos?
Bezos, he did the same, right? Where he got threatened that they were going to release some of his pictures and then he just released them before anybody?
No, he just said, he just said, I'm not, you can't blackmail me. And also, come at me. I've got all the lawyers on my Amazon.
And that's powerful. Yeah. Well, Bella, of course, that Whoopi's reaction did not sit well with her, and she released a series of very emotional videos.
Okay. I want to say that I feel pretty disgusting, Whoopi, knowing everyone's seen, like, you know, my shit, and I really hope you're so happy, because I can only imagine all of the kids who have their shit released, and then they commit suicide, and, you know, I don't really want to go on The View anymore, because I don't really want to be beaten down by a bunch of older women for my body and my sexuality. I'm going to cancel my interview.
That's right. Like, Whoopi actually said, like, there's her age. Like, she can't be doing that. Like, you know, she's accusing Bella Thorne of showing her age and being, like, a little reckless. Whoopi, you're showing yours by being this old curmudgeon who's standing on the front line like, you kids, stop doing it. Stop living your life. And also, to go back 35, 40 years, whenever the heck she was, you know, dating and maybe sending a photo to somebody, a hacker couldn't get into the cloud. They had to break into your house to get photos that were printed on photo paper. Kids, that is way long gone.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure right now, I think The View's airing live, so we'll get a response from Whoopi. So I'll keep you guys updated. Hopefully have that update tomorrow.
We'll see it trending on Twitter anytime now.
That's true.
Yeah, if it comes out live here soon, they say some DJ and Jessica, if you can keep an eye out, we'll try to get that audio from Whoopi if she responds.
Definitely.
We'll try to play it before 10 a.m. if we can.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report, which is brought to you by CB Distillery. It's not marijuana, it's CBD. And our listeners actually get 15% off with the promo code Brian.
That's right. Go check it out. Whatever the reason is for trying CBD, we'll hook you up 15% off. Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
And that's at cbdistillery.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. All right, guys, coming up next in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll tell you how you can win tickets to be in our Amp Suite at Staples Center next Wednesday to see this guy, Khalid, performing live.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Interesting study I came across I want to share with you, and two parts of it. One, I want to get your take if you believe this is true or straight false. And the other, what's funny to me is once I read deeper into it and saw the source and like who created this study, it made sense. I was like, really?
Like a self-serving study.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you know, 4 out of 5 dentists say, you know, Colgate's the best or whatever. And it's like Colgate-funded study.
Yeah.
And
4 out of 5 kids who don't brush their teeth every day say that dentist is an idiot.
Exactly. So the study says this. 65% of women confess that they find men with dad bods, like myself, to be way more attractive than men with six packs. All right?
Interesting.
Chelsea, if you had to choose right now, somebody that has a dad bod like Brian and myself.
Whoa.
Brian's like, don't put me in your category.
It's hard to call me, I'm not a dad, so it seems insulting. It seems like dad bods is like, oh, I'm too busy raising the family to hit the gym. I got plenty of time. Let's not drag me into this.
All right. Or a six pack, dude, with a six pack. Just You have to choose right now. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, I've had both.
Well, we know that.
Okay, but I obviously a 6-pack is really nice. But I also, like, to be honest, I'm not gonna be like black or white, but I like a little bit of like, I don't like this guy to want the guy to have more of a 6-pack than I have. You know what I mean? So I kinda like a little bit
selfish.
No, but I'm saying like I don't want them to look better. Right. So I like a little bit of a dad bod.
All right. Maybe, women kind of, in this study right are saying that they perceive men with dad bods to be happier in life. Yeah, because we whatever the hell we want.
Sure, it's a lifestyle thing.
More confident because they don't care about their image. Whoa! And they feel that the gorditos, like myself, won't leave them as easily.
That's rude.
Which is what Chelsea just said.
It was another way of saying that. Chelsea's like, they don't look better than I do.
I mean, you know, that leaves room for insecurities.
I think it's a lifestyle thing, though. We all know if you have, like, it's the person who goes, like, abs are made in the kitchen. Well, you're never going to be my friend. You know what I mean? Mm. Because when you see someone, men or women, when you see somebody who like takes so much, so finely tuned diets, and they're always talking about that's this boring diet or that diet or no carbs, it's like you know that person is not fun.
No, never.
Not fun to hang out
counts
with.
Counts those calories, counts your calories. You're like, who are
dude,
you?
Dude, I want someone who can throw down a pizza and feel bad about it the next day with me.
Mm-hmm. And then it's summertime, right? You're hitting the beach, you're swimming out in the ocean, going surfing, whatever it may be, hitting the pool. It's safer to be with us gordito dad bod guys because we got a built-in lifesaver. You know what I'm saying? And you're not gonna sink, man. We got you. So,
and if a shark comes up, they're gonna go after the big appetizing looking dude first, right?
Not Chelsea. She's too thin. The shark's like, nah, maybe at the end I need a toothpick, but not now. All right, guys. So what's funny to me is where this study comes from, right? I was like, okay, this is interesting, but what's the source?
Edgar, it's you, isn't it?
Exactly. And I showed it to my wife. No, the source is, what's the gym that legit feeds pizza to their members?
It's a Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Planet Fitness needs you to stay for life because their memberships are like $19 a month. And they're like, oh, we know how to get you. We know why you're here. Guilt. Take a slice of pizza.
So there you go. You always got to look at where are these studies coming from. Facts.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Happy hump day. All this week during the 9 o'clock hour, a chance to win a pair of passes to come party with us in our amp suite inside the Staples Center for Khalid's concert next Wednesday night. All you got to do is be caller 9 and be singing the Khalid song that we just played, all right, which was Talk. So we're going to go through these lines and get right to it. Amp Radio, caller 1, thank you. Amp Radio, caller number 2, thank you. Amp Radio, caller number 3, thank you. Amp Radio, caller number 4, thank you. Amp Radio, caller number 5, thank you.
Can we just stop?
Amp Radio, caller number 5, thank you. Amp Radio, caller number 6, thank you. Amp Radio, caller number 7, thank you. Amp Radio, caller number 8.
Can we just stop?
A little delayed.
Can we just stop?
Caller 8, you gotta be 9, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye. All right, here it is. Next caller. It's got to be seen. Here we go. Amp Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you got to be singing.
Oh,
dang it.
We got to go to the next caller. Bye.
All right.
Amp Radio, good morning.
Good morning. We just saw.
I don't know what just happened.
Singing.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're going before we get started.
Good job. There it is. We'll give it to you. That's good. She said, good talk.
Good talk.
You know, I never said I was a singer. I'm just a fan, and I really want to go.
What's your name and where are you from?
Samantha Vega from Whittier, California.
Whittier, where the girls are prettier. Congratulations. You're calling.
No way.
You're the winning caller.
Oh, congrats. Yes, excellent. Thank you so much.
Did you just almost say congrats to yourself?
You know, I can't even function right now.
You're awesome.
It's amazing.
We love your vibe. We'll see you in our amp suite next Wednesday night for the Khalid concert, all right?
Oh, awesome. Thanks.
Oh, there it is. Tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour, another chance for you to win some more passes to come party with us in our amp suite at Staples Center for Khalid's concert.
You can 100% congratulations yourself if you win tomorrow. I think we should all start doing that. Right? That should be a new trend. Congrats to me.
Yeah, tell them. Yes, your thing is coming up next. Taking up your radio, hooking up with more Disneyland passes. So stay tuned for that. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you guys.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.